We're here with Amber Schroeder, who is the CEO of Paraben Corporation. Amber, how are you?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, we are at the show, obviously, covering the latest trends and what we're seeing in the market in light of events outside and what people are thinking about. What are the trends you're seeing at the show this year, and in particular with the audience that you're trying to help?
I think one of the nice things that's unique about what we're working with is we're working with forensics. And forensics is a natural market for fear, which we have a lot of right now.
Right.
So it kind of balances it out well. We've started to take forensics and trying to take people in their fears and say, you know, you can kind of proactively approach them. Whether it's looking at forensics from an enterprise perspective and saying, what kind of behavioral changes do I see in my network changing?
Right.
So now I need to gather evidence on it. Or even looking at that from a mobile perspective, saying, if I'm going to use mobiles, we have our first president with a mobile out there,
That's right. Then
we need to gather forensic evidence continually on those so we're prepared in case an incident or a problem occurs. It's really getting people to change from a reactive state to a proactive state. And actually, the current conditions have worked well for that. So I have no complaints.
Sure. No, I would imagine so. So how is Paraben approaching these issues in terms of, you know, your solution and how your solution is different from other solutions out there?
It really is about the redefinition of the space. Traditionally, you always look at it and you do say, okay, I have a problem now, let me try to figure out the pieces. Instead of having that happen, we're looking at it saying, we're actually watching these pieces be put together. So we look at it and we look at a network and we'll say, okay, look, I see Bob's behavior where he's all of a sudden generating a ton of graphics. Why would my accountant have a lot of graphics? That doesn't make
right.
any sense.
Right.
And we're actually designing tools that will automatically say, Bob's not making sense anymore. Or quick gather stuff from him so you can at least see if you have a problem occurring.
Uh-huh.
And it's really thinking about that in the process and then automating it. A lot of teams have decreased in current situations, and so making sure that your technology is really smart and thinks ahead and some of the artificial intelligence and also looking at it through some of the statistics is really ideal. And that's how we've kind of deployed it in all of our technology.
Right, right. That makes sense. Let me ask you, obviously we focus in financial and government. What advice would you have for folks in particular in those industries?
I think that if they, obviously with finance and government, they both still look at a return on their investment. And I think that a lot of times you don't think of forensics and go, what kind of return on my investment am I going to get? And really taking and looking at your technology and saying, how is this going to save me money in the long run? And it's amazing how if you do a pre-examination and you're actually doing it ahead of having to provide something in discovery,
right.
you'll save yourself millions in the long run. Whether you're a financial institution or you're a government organization, you actually know ahead of the curve of anyone else. And you almost can turn over your data early if there's such a thing where you can say, before there's an investigation, I already know there's a problem and we want to start the process instead of someone starting the process on us, which is always a relief.
Yes, everyone's interested in saving money these days. So
yes, absolutely.
That's fantastic. Listen, thank you very much for your time.
No, I appreciate you coming by.
And have a great show.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.